On Sunday afternoon during shift change, workers and supporters held a pro-union rally outside the Aurora warehouse operated by German meal kit company HelloFresh, expressing concerns about workplace safety and low pay. HelloFresh is purportedly the most popular meal kit company in the United States, with demand for HelloFresh meal kits doubling in 2020, climbing to 278 million meals sold in the U.S. as workers race to keep up. After a serious workplace accident in June left two workers with severe injuries, employees decided it was time to organize. Sisters Mary and Sarah Williams stopped by at the end of their shift to explain why they support the call to unionization.
When COVID struck, a lot of the stores were, you know, wiped out. Restaurants were closed. And we had a lot of workloads that we had to fulfill. And at that time, there was a lot of people there because there was not much employment offered. So we would all go work a lot of hours, do a lot of overtime. Some people would come an hour early, stay an hour later, just to make sure that America was fed. However, even though we were essential, our company didn't treat us as such. They didn't care much about our safety. They didn't care about our pay. They just wanted us to be there working hard as much as they can get out of us. That's what they wanted. So we're here finally putting our foot down and demanding a union.
And that's the reason why many of us joined HelloFresh, is because a lot of places weren't hiring and they were doing so good financially that they were able to hire all of us. But we were getting paid $12.50 at the time, so we weren't getting paid hazard pay at all. And now as the economy is opening, other people are finding other jobs, and so we're taking on the burden of that because we're doing basically double the work because half of the workers are working here currently.
So could you maybe walk us through, like, what is this, your shift like here, a day at work at HelloFresh?
We come here around 6:30 a.m. Most workers get here at 6 a.m. We have to change into our PPE gear, which is like the gear that's safe for us to work around food. And then we're told numbers that we have to meet, and it's usually 1,000-something per shift. So we have per line, I think, 1,000 per line, right? So there's like two lines running today, and we had like to meet like 2,000. And it doesn't matter if you're tired, doesn't matter if those things are just not necessary. You just have to keep going, keep working, lifting ice, getting the boxes in, all of that.
Noah Kennedy works as a line leader at HelloFresh's Aurora facility. In his early 20s, after a year on the job, Noah wants stable employment that he can build a life on. He wants his hard work to translate to a job with decent pay that he can count on long term.
We're here working every single day and like pushing out these boxes. Like today, my line, like we hit like over 1,000 boxes sent through. And again, I'm like proud to say that, okay, like there's, you know, 1,000 people that don't have to leave their homes if they like don't need to. But like yet here we all are every single day, and you know, working for like a company that made like it did great during the pandemic, but like yet I'm still struggling. Like I am still struggling to pay rent, and I like look around to my friends and my story isn't unique, and you know, we need to change that. Like we should all be able to do this and keep people safe and like also make enough money to like pay our bills and to save, but also to like stay safe ourselves. Like, cause it's like, again, middle of the pandemic and you know, here we all are like on a line, like I interact with like 100 people every single day.
So what changes do you think unionization would bring to your work experience?
Mm-hmm. I think like the things that I'm most excited to see and the things that I cannot wait to fight for in a contract is like just a raise, right? And like scheduled raises too. Like I want to be able to know that, you know, if I work at this place for another 5, 6, 10 years, that like I can expect like a healthy amount of raises. And like right now it like kind of gives me like those feeling anxiety of like if I stay here if I work in the exact same department on my like same role for another like 5 years, am I gonna be making any more? And the truth of the matter is, like right now I have no guarantee of that.
Among those who came out to support the workers at their rally was Aurora City Councilman Juan Marcano. He's been observing the uptick in labor organizing in the city's industrial belt with a sense of optimism that it can bring about needed change.
I know in Aurora, if you're a minimum wage earner, you have to work 72 hours a week to afford a one-bedroom market rate apartment. I know the folks here make a little more than that, but not that much more. So they, and with a company that has posted record profits like that, these folks should easily be able to afford a living wage.
So we're talking about almost 400 workers here at this company, and but with so much, you know, industrial commerce activity, as you all hear, this is a major trucking route in Aurora. Like, do you see that? You mentioned a lot of activity coming up now. Like, what do you see evolving right now in your city?
Yeah, this is the second strike, or actually the third that we've had in Aurora. In the last 2 years, we had UAW, we had BCTGM workers at Mondelez and Nabisco, and now we have, you know, the HelloFresh workers organizing for their rights. I think, like I said, I'm hopeful that this is the beginning of a larger, workers' rights movement to demand, you know, living wages, affordable health care, you know, decent hours, things of that nature. Because it's got this, you know, in the United States, we've had a decoupling of productivity and wages and quality of life. It's been on the decline in this country for the last 50 plus years. And, you know, like I said, I stand with these workers as they're saying enough is enough. We deserve to live a decent life. And, you know, I think that we're going to see more of that. And I'm excited about that.
Many businesses claim to be experiencing work shortages and are having to raise pay rates in order to compete. But many of those pay raises are going towards covering rising costs of living. Some workers are only taking on employment short term. HelloFresh worker Noah Kennedy says the company could put the brakes on high turnover with decent pay, safe conditions, and sustainable workloads, and that unionization could help accomplish those goals. He could see himself at the company for a long time.
I've been here for like a year, and I'm actually one of the most like long-standing people in my department. It's really hard to find someone who's been here for more than five. And I want this to be a job that all of us would be excited to retire at. You know, where at like, you know, at the end of our lives, we can say like, yeah, I spent like 30 years at that company and like it treated me well. And like, that's what we're doing right now. We're making this a place that like will treat us well and that we'd be proud to retire at. I'm excited for that.
Workers say HelloFresh has contracted outside consultants to try to convince employees to not unionize. The voting process starts later this month and closes on November 22nd. For KGNU, I'm Dave Ashton in Aurora.